During the break, kinausap po ko ni Melissa. So, di ba po, may casino yata dito sa hotel, no? So, sabi ni Melissa, kapag tumama siya sa blackjack mamayang gabi, sagot na niya lahat ng kimo ninyo. So, let's hope po na swertein siya sa blackjack mamayang gabi. Or baka taya na lang tayo sa loto. So, mas okay pa yung payoff. So you can help with treatment, of course, kung may kaya naman po tayo, gaya ng ginagawa ni Senator Lauren, we can help financially. But even if we don't help financially, marami po rin tayong magagawa. Number one, information. Minsan po, hindi nakakapagpagamot yung tao kasi hindi nila alam kung anong dapat gawin, kung anong hospital ang pwedeng puntahan, kung sino yung doctor ang kailangan konsultahin. So we can help in gathering information. Minsan po, yung opposite naman yung problema, especially today with the internet. Minsan naman, nalulunod tayo sa information. And not all the information out there is reliable. So we can help the patient find the right information and find the most useful kind of information on diagnosis, treatment, etc. Second, gaya po ng ginawa ni Sam para kay Casey sa video na pinanood po natin. Sometimes, just going with the patient to the medical treatment can be very, very helpful. Siyempre, you can imagine, yung pasyente medyo ninenerbios, kinakabahan, medyo natataranta. Kapag nakakausap po nila yung doctor, baka hindi po nila makuha lahat ng sinasabi ng doctor. Pero kung meron silang kasama to help take notes, to help understand, to help explain and ask questions, malaki pong tulong yun. And then, of course, as I think many of us know na, kapag nagpapagabot na yung pasyente to help at home, to help in the hospital with the physical care. Hindi po lahat tayo nagkakaroon ng tinatawag na professional caregiver sa bahay. So I think kung meron tayong kaibigan or kapamilya who is undergoing treatment, just doing small things at home for them to help for their to help with their physical care, malaki pong bagay yon. Second, provide emotional support. Most of the time po, sabi nga ni Melissa, it's important to know when you need to be there. At kapag nandun po kayo, kapag kasama po ninyo yung mga may sakit, you don't necessarily always have to be giving them advice, telling them things. Sometimes just listening is enough. Sometimes you don't even need to say anything. Just sit there and be with them. Just be present. Pero very, very important din po together is to provide support for the decisions of the patient. Madalas po nangyayari kapag nasa carewell po kami, meron pasyente na newly diagnosed, pupunta sila sa office namin kasama yung nanay, tatay, yung anak, yung pinsan, lolo, lola, aso, pusa. So lahat sila pumupunta sa carewell. And one of the first things po sinasabi nila sa akin, for example, si Melissa yung patient, sasabihin nila, Bobbit, please tell Melissa na magpa-chemo siya or magpa-radiation siya or the opposite. Please tell Melissa, wag na siyang magpa-chemo, wag na siyang magpa-radiation, wala nang pera, etc., etc. Importante po na unawaan natin na ang decision for treatment, how to be treated, when to be treated, how long to be treated, hindi po yan decision ng pamilya, hindi po yan decision ng doktor. Decision po yan ng pasyente. So it is our role as the family member, as the friend, to provide as much support as we can to the patient. Maski man hindi po tayo sang-ayon sa decision na yun, we can provide our suggestion, we can provide our advice, pero at the end of the day po, ang masusunod ang pasyente. So being present and supporting the decision of the person with cancer, napakalaking pong bagay yon. Third suggestion is to assist with practical matters. As we know, maski man wala po tayong sakit, wala tayong cancer, napaka-busy ang buhay natin. Nagtatrabaho, nag-aayos sa bahay, nag-aaral, etc., etc. So we can imagine how much more complicated or stressful things can be kapag busy-busy ka na at nagkasakit ka pa. So marami po tayong magagawa to help someone with cancer. Minsan meron po silang mga magulang na may edad na nakatira sa bahay, dependent nila. Eh kung magkasakit sila, baka we can help them take care of their parents. Kung meron po silang mga anak na maliliit pa, who will take care of them kapag may sakit si daddy or may sakit si mommy, so we can help take care of them. Transportation po, going to and from the hospital, help with the paperwork sa hospital, alam naman po nating lahat, napakadaming paperwork at bureaucracy at red tape minsan dyan. So there's a lot we can do to help. So ito lang po, no? These are just three very simple practical suggestions that we can do in order to support family member, in order for family members or friends to support people with cancer. And again, kanina po pinakita natin kung ano yung mga negative effects ng tatlong stressors if we don't handle them. Ito naman po ang mangyayari if we are aware of the stressors and if we are able to take steps to lessen the effect of those stressors. Nakikita po namin nga ito sa mga members ng community namin, sa CareWell. Mas nababawasan po yung stress, yung anxiety, yung depression. Mas gumaganda po yung communication, yung mga relationships within the family. Kasama na rin yung relationships natin with the doctors and the health professionals. Because of that po, di ba po mahirap makapagpagawa ng magandang decision kung stress tayo, kapag ninenervyos tayo, kapag divided tayo. If you are able to lessen the effects of the stressors, again, mas maganda yung decision-making natin. We are able to feel more supported, more hopeful. And because of that, yun nga po, again, yung bottom line natin, yung dalawa dyan, we are better able to start the treatment and to finish it and to improve yung quality of life natin, pati na po ang chances of recovery. Isa pong maliit lang na example, but very, very telling. Childhood leukemia po, yung leukemia, yung cancer sa dugo na nakakaapekto po sa mga bata. Gumawa po kami ng comparative study, childhood leukemia sa Philippines versus childhood leukemia sa ating mga neighboring countries. Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, may isa pa, hindi ko maalala. Ang childhood leukemia cure rate dito po sa Pilipinas, 45% to 50%. Yun po yung cure rate. Yung cure rate po sa mga neighboring countries natin, 90% to 95%. Bakit po napakalaki yung difference? Halos doble. Is it because mas magaling yung doctors nila? Hindi. Is it because mas magaling yung mga gamot nila? Hindi. Is it because mas modern yung facilities nila? Hindi. The main reason po is because yung mga bata na may leukemia doon, once they start the treatment, natatapos po nila yung treatment. And because of that, mas maganda po yung quality of life, pati yung total recovery nila. Dito po sa Pilipinas, that is our biggest problem. Minsan, hindi tayo nagpapagamot, or kapag magpagamot man tayo, hindi po natin tinatapos yung treatment. Kaya po, napaka-importante ang access and persistence through the treatment. Let's not forget that. Maski man adults na tayo, I'm sure marami na po tayong kilalang may cancer who says after one or two treatments, oh, ayoko na, ang hirap to masyado, napakamahal, napakasakit. And of course, we understand that. Pero po, we have to keep in mind, we can really improve our chances of recovery if we simply persist through the treatment. So, yan po ang tatlong suggestions that I'd like to share with you. And konting patalastas lang. Just to tell you a little bit about our community, kami po yung CareWell, we are in fact a community of patients, of family members, and friends. Based in Manila po kami ngayon, pero again, kapag manalo na si Melissa sa Lotto, makakapagpatayo na kami ng CareWell dito sa Davao, we hope. Pero kung meron po kayong kilalang may sakit na nasa Manila or may kayang pumunta sa Manila, we provide all our services completely free of charge. Ito po yung mga ino-offer namin sa aming center. On your way out after this talk, meron po kaming mga magazines na nakalagay po sa exit. Please make sure you take a copy of our magazine so you can learn more about us. If in case po maubusan yung magazine, may website po kami. And mga, sino na bang may Facebook page dito? Can you raise your hand? Nasa Facebook rin po kami, Carewell Community Foundation. You can learn more about us there. And in case you'd like to learn more about this talk, ito po yung mga references na ginamit ko for this talk. Baka sabihin nila plagiarizing, baka ma-MVP pa ako. So ito po yung mga sources ng aking talk. So that's it. I think, again, for those who came in late, si Senator Loren will not speak anymore this morning. So if you have any questions po, we can talk about your questions or concerns. Marami pong salamat for joining me this morning. Thank you.
We're going to be open for question and answers. Siyempre, si Bobbit ang sasagot sa mga question na meron kayo. Can we start? Do you have any question for Bobbit? Wait, hold on, ha? Let me go there.
A while ago, Senator Legarda told us that she was going to give us a free chemo for the breast cancer. I'm asking is, how about the cervix cancer, ma'am? Cervical cancer, yes.
I don't know about Senator Loren's programs for that. Pero for cervical and uterine cancers, may program rin po kami ngayon. It's together with Jose Reyes Memorial Medical Center. So again, you have to be in Manila. If you would like help with cervical or uterine cancer, if you need financial support for...
For example, for the airplane or going to Manila. How about you in Davao, sir?
Melissa, you better win sa blackjack mamayang gabi. Sorry, unfortunately, wala po kaming facility dito sa Davao. So, yeah, I'm afraid I can't really address that.
Probably later on, we can ask the other members of I Can Serve with regard to that concern, wherein if they need some help from this side of from this side from Davao or any other cities, no, that we have, paano ang gagawin? Probably we can ask that later on. I think we will have the chance probably later on to be able to talk about that. No, we will let Kara know, and probably someone can address this later on. We will address that later. Any other questions? May question pa tayo. I'm sure, kung may hiya, tayo-tayo lang naman eh. Tayo-tayo lang. Meron tayong question? Any question? Sige na. You okay? So lahat talaga naintindihan niyo yung lahat ng sinabi ni Bobbit? Yes? Talaga?
O yung exam, pasa na natin.
O okay, sige.
Please take out your pencil and paper.
Well, we are very honored, of course, that Bobbit was the one that talked about this topic. Kasi nga, Bobbit really went through this and narinig ko at nalaman ko ang storya ni Bobbit. And it's very inspiring. We are also inspired that you're here, ang ating crush ng bayan. Narinig niyo kanina introduction. Hindi, totoo naman. We are very thankful that you were able to share to us this information. It's true. It's reality na there are a lot of let's say kind of medyo parang steps on how to take care of our loved ones pag sila po ay na-diagnose ng breast cancer or any other cancer na a full support. And kagaya nga yung sinabi ni Bobbit, may mga stressors at pwedeng maiwasan at ang mga pinagdadaanan ng mga survivors or mga conquerors. It is very important. These are the main important things that we have to learn so that mapagaang ang nararamdaman ng mga na-diagnose ng cancer. Hindi ho madali. Mahirap po. I went through it. Ang gusto ko nga ma-share sa inyo na ang pinagdaanan namin ng mga nag-chemo, ganito lang ang aking description doon, eh, para kang natutunaw na kandila. Ganon. Napapangiti ngayon ako dahil napagdaanan ko na, tapos na ako, and I hope and pray it doesn't come back anymore. That's why I would like to let others know na it's not easy, it's a big task, but then afterwards, talaga naman kagaya yung nag-alaga sa akin ng aking husband na he is very much, of course, very happy na we were able to go through it, kasi kapag ang mahal mo sa buhay ay going through cancer, parang sila din po ay going through cancer there. Right, Bobbit? It's like Bobbit also went through cancer with his wife, and it's not easy, but victory naman at the end when a survivor like me makes it. Of course, we'd like to thank you. Bobby, thank you so much for sharing that to us. Such a big help, right?
Next time ulit?
Yes, always available to si Bobby. Oo, para sa atin. Okay kayo? You had a good time? Good information? Yes? Yung mga na-late dyan, hindi nyo narinig, but you know, later on, oh, meron tayong question? Oh, okay, can we have one more question, Bobbit? Are you okay?
This is just a sort of parang clarification, no? Kasi sa ngayon, we are talking of chemotherapy. Then there are also cancer survivor who have not undergone chemotherapy. So I would like to ask any comments regarding this, kasi merong mga nag-undergone ng surgery but did not proceed on chemo. But they surpass more or less more than 15 years. So how would you like to justify? Kasi based on sa presentation mo, we have to listen to our patient, di ba? So hindi pwede nating i-insist yung gusto natin. So there are patient na gusto nila is they will not undergo chemo dahil nga ayaw nila. So how do you think with that?
Again, truth in advertising po, hindi po ako medical doctor. However, based on my experience working with people who have gone through the treatment and my work with doctors, yung masasabi ko po is there are certain kinds of cancer, especially if you catch it early, stage 0, stage 1. Kapag nakukuha po to ng surgery, minsan po, hindi na kailangan mag-chemo because nakikita through natin, through the scans, through the other tests, hindi pa kumakalat yung cancer. Normally, binibigyan po kayo ng chemo kasi na minsan kumakalat na yung disease sa katawan natin. But if you catch it early, stage 0, stage 1, certain kinds of cancer do not need chemo. Now, syempre po, iba ng sitwasyon kapag sasabihin ng doktor, kailangan ng chemo, pero sasabihin ng pasyente, ko ayoko na yata mag-chemo. Iba pong kwento yan, no? At yun yung kailangan pag-usapan ng kapamilya, pasyente, at ng doktor. But again po, hindi po ito 10 commandments. This is just my personal opinion, emphasis on that. Sa tingin ko po, ang final decision always rests on the patient. Kasi po, sila yung may sakit. So our job is to provide information, provide advice, but at the end of the day, to provide support for whatever decision the patient wants after the patient has consulted with the doctors, the caregivers, and the family.
Yes. Okay po. Yeah. Thumbs up. That's true. It's very, very important na ako ang, ito lang aking ginawa nung ako'y na-diagnose. Listen to your doctor. Pag meron na kayong pag meron na nakita yung na-diagnose na doktor na komportable siya at maluwag ang kanyang mga desisyon coming from the doctor, it's very important na after that, listen to him all throughout. Because there are times we cannot even process kung anong decision ang kailangan gawin. That's why our loved ones are around us to help us. But then, of course, what Bobbit said, it's the decision of the one that was diagnosed. But of course, it's very important na nandun kayo. Na nandoon kayo. And listen to the doctor. Whatever the doctor would say, mag-chemo, hindi mag-chemo, mastectomy, lumpectomy, listen to the doctor. Okay, do we have another question? Meron pa ba tayong question? Medyo hindi klaro sa inyo at medyo kaklaruhin natin.
I'm Dr. Vasquez. I'm not a cancer survivor. Of course, I'm a survivor of the one who had cancer. Actually, ni-introduce sa akin ni Cara, si Bubit, but we never met. I thought I could cope with the problem. It was really hard. No? Anyway, just want to answer the question on the comment of one of the audience. No? Yung tanong na bakit na ang iba okay lang maski hindi nag-undergo ng chemo. No? Kasi depende sa stage ng cancer mo. Kasi mga stage 1, sometimes stage 2 don't need chemo treatment. No? So depende din sa type ng cancer. Mayroong mga cancer na na masyadong aggressive bisan pang stage 1, ang chances mo mag-develop ko ng recurrence is mataas, no? So that's why they recommend chemo. sa statistics, once nang imo ang doktor mo mag recommend ng chemotherapy, your chances of recurrence from cancer would be higher kung ibig sabihin mataas, pero may chance din na hindi ka mag-develop na recurrence. That's why tama yung sinabi mo na bakit ang iba hindi nagka okay lang hanggang ma-cure sa maski walang chemo. Pero tama yung sabi ni Bobbit na you should listen to your doctor, kasi hindi natin alam kung sino mag-develop ng recurrence ng cancer. Ang statistics lang makikita natin na mataas. So very lucky ka kung hindi ka magkaroon ng recurrence sa cancer. Thank you a bit for the opportunity. Can I see you later?
Thank you, Doc, very much. Thank you very much for that information. Okay, meron pa tayong isang question dito.
Good morning. Hindi din ako cancer survivor, pero my husband died 2003, 24 years old. Ay, itanong ko lang po, kasi bakit lahat na nag-undergo ng chemo, hindi nagsusurvive? Kasi we have friend also, cousin niya, she passed away yesterday, pero nag-chemo din siya. Bakit may mga cases na ganyan na hindi pala lahat ng chemo is nagagaling?
Actually po, the doctors naman will tell you, hindi naman 100% guarantee na whether magpa-chemo ka, pa-radiation ka, magpa-surgery ka, mag-pilgrimage ka sa Our Virgin of Manawag na gagaling tayo. There's no 100% guarantee. Hindi po yan parang warranty ng refrigerator. And sa totoo lang, di ba, in most cases in life naman, we hope for the best. No, we do everything for treatment, but there's not always a certainty. I'm sure many of you know the case of the late wife of Senator Sagisag, who fought cancer for many, many years, completed all her chemo. Shortly after that, they got hit by a truck, patay. So, you know, life is very uncertain, just like the treatment of cancer. Pero we do what best we can. Yan, si Melissa, nagpa-chemo, and she's surviving. Many other people here, nagpagamot, and they're surviving. So, yun nga, we do what we know best. We work and hope for the best, but we also accept the fact na really naman, si boss lang naman nakakasabi what's going to happen, di ba? So live each day as best you can. Every day is a gift, whether you have cancer or not, di ba? So, ganun lang yun.
Right. Tama yung sinabi ni Bobbit. It's ang boss ang may alam, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. So, isa pa rin factor yun, pinaka-importante, isa sa pinaka-importante. Okay.
I'm Mrs. Toyoda, critical stage cancer of the cervix, from the cervix to the throat. But I am here, very healthy, facing at you all. Yes, ma'am, I went through chemo, nawalan ako ng buhok, every hair in my body was gone. My hair, here, lahat. And then, I just have faith, trust, hope in our grand creator, Jehovah God. And ano natin ng buhay, like for example, our way of eating, have a lot of sleep, kailangan tayo ng vegetables and fruits. So yung mga meats na kailangan iwasan na yun natin, have complete change in your lifestyle.
Right. Thank you very much for that sharing. Thank you. Any more questions? Ayun, meron pa tayong isa.
Good morning, sir. Ang sa akin lang, sir, sa foundation nyo, ang gusto lang sana namin, ako cancer survivor din ako last, diagnosed ako last September. Ang request ko lang, kung pwede, i-support nyo yung sa foundation nyo yung live, bali yung live gani, yung live benefits ng mga cancer, yung magpa-chemo, yung ni-suggest kanina ni kay Senator Loren, kasi sa akin mismo, sir, na experience ko yung walang support sa mga government agency. Halimbawa sa amin, sir, huli na yung dumating yung sa circular ng civil service na major operation, meron palang 2 months na leave privilege. Tapos huli na kasi retroact siya 2009. Tapos ako 2010. Hindi pa napasa sa lahat ng mga government agencies. So ang na-experience ko, 13 days lang ako nag-leave from operation, 13 days. Tapos nag-report na ako after 13 days kasi sa amin naubos na yung mga leave, sige sakit-sakit. Ang sa amin lang, masuportahan nyo yung request ng mga, yung sa chemo na leave privilege na 5 days or 1 week.
Kaya sa 2014, ihalal po, Bobit Suntay po. Sorry, joke lang. De, I think po, narinig naman ni Senator Loren, and I think narinig rin ni Don, so yung kanyang asawa si Congressman Anton can do something. Actually po, I think yung leave na yan should be extended not only to the person who's ill, pero pati sa kanilang caregiver, no? Sa situation ko po, nung nagkasakit yung wife ko, nasa ibang bansa kami because we were both studying. Wala naman po kaming barangay na doctors, nurses, caregivers. Dalawa lang po kami. So ako po yung primary caregiver. I had to stop working, I had to stop schooling. So I think, no, yung mga ibang tao na ganun rin yung situation, kung sila yung primary caregiver ng may sakit, dapat sila rin bigyan rin ng leave, di ba? So they can take proper care. Di ba may paternity leave na ngayon? Same thing, di ba? So yes, we hope Sina Senator Lauren will act on that.
Yes, let us pray for that. Thank you very much for that question. Any more? Meron pa tayong question? Meron pa tayong question?
Do you have a plan to open a branch in Davao City?
We hope so. We hope so. Talagang bibili na kami ng lotto ticket mamaya.
Yeah, sana magkaroon ng something like a Carewell here in Davao. If your heart is being burdened with it, you know, you can approach any of us and
actually,
maybe Kara,
we'll make an offer, okay? If there's anyone here who can help us find a small facility, maski isang kwarto lang po, that's all we need. Carewell will undertake the expenses of sending the resources, sending the supplies, doing the treatment. The way we did it with Sina Melissa. Yes. Sina Melissa, we're a group of breast cancer survivors.
In the
they
south.
They wanted to start a support group in the southern part of Manila. So we worked with them for almost a year. And then nagtayo sila ng support groups.
With the help
Asian
of
Hospital.
Carewell, correct. Yeah. In Asian
so
Hospital.
So we can do the same in Davao or in any other province.
Yes.
Or Cagayan de Oro. Sure.
Yeah, yes.
Pwede pa tayo mag-whitewater rafting dun, di ba?
Okay. Kasi nagtayo po kami ng kami mga breast cancer survivors sa may south of Manila. Wala hong mga support groups doon ng mga breast cancer or cancer survivors. So what we did, nagtayo po kami with the help of Carewell, with the help of Bobit, tinrain niya kami how to put up a support group. And now we're doing so well, we're very active, and with the help of the other survivors and caregivers, yan na itayo po, ang pangalan po noon ay Project Pink. So we have a Project Pink Cancer Support Group sa may Asian Hospital. Ang Asian Hospital naman is the one helping us go, continue the advocacy that we have.
Kain na daw.
Kakain na tayo. Wala na tayong question, no? May question pa kayo? Wow! Sige. Malapit na, malapit. And I have good news. Sandali lang po. I have good news after this.
Yes, I will read na lang, ha? This one.
Ah, okay. What?
You are Miss Melissa. I am a survivor for 15 years. What are the best things to do to wash away the cancer cells in the body?
May talk po si Dr. Francis Lopez. Perhaps you can attend you can attend his talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Upstairs.
He's there right now. He's
yes.
Talking about
topic.
That topic. Yan po ang topic niya. Opo. Dr. Lopez. Nandyan ho sa second floor. Yes, he's there right now. He's talking about that concern. Okay. Yeah, sure. Thank you. So thank you very much for being with us. Thank you for all your questions. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. And we have good news. Meron pong breast clinic free breast clinic ho sa second floor. Yon. Meron po tayong question dito.
Are you willing to open a partnership with a health institution?
Yes, we have partnerships with many different hospitals.
So, can you do that in Davao City?
Yes, we're happy to open in any province.
Because we are connected at Broken Shore Hospital.
Oh, usap tayo.
Sige po, thank you po.
That's very nice. If you're really burdened with it, you come together, put up the organization, yeah? And a lot of us will be able to help you, most especially Bobbit, who helped us, Project Pink in Manila. So thank you very much. Announcement po, meron po tayong free breast clinic ko sa second floor, ang registration ho dito sa Lamay Labas. So kung gusto nyo pong magpa-check up, nandyan po sa second floor. So thank you very much, Bobbit. Thank you for being with us. And the whole day ho tayo, marami pa pong mangyayari mamaya. A lot of things that will be happening later on. Thank you. Have good lunch. Thank you.